Good morning. Danny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report.
Today we've got a little different weather than we had a week ago, but this too will probably soon pass. Today I want to just give a final reminder to producers that they were mailed their Census of Agriculture reports from the National Agriculture Statistics Service in late December, and they're asking all producers to be sure to return that information to them. The deadline for that return is February 4th, 2013. Your answers to the census can help grow your farm future by shaping farm programs and boosting services for you and your community and your industry. So, for questions or help completing the census, you can contact NAS at this following phone number, 888-424-7828. Another item I want to discuss today is farm operating changes. There's been a lot of changes this year with the sale of land at the end of the year, et cetera. A lot of farm operator changes, et cetera. So if you've bought or sold land or added or dropped rented land from your farming operation, you've probably got some record changes that need to be made here at the FSA office. Also, even if you're not participating in the programs, but maybe you put your land in a trust or some type of entity, this also requires an update to the farm record system at FSA, and we need to have documentation to make those changes also. They must be reported here at the FSA office with any of these land ownership changes, and we need a copy of the recorded deed to proceed ahead with that in order that we can get our records updated and try to avoid possible delays in program signups and program eligibilities in the future. Also, while making these record update changes, you might be sure to ask FSA if there are any signature authorization updates that you need to make now that you've added or changed your structure to your farming operations. Making these changes now will help save time in the spring and when you come in to sign up at a later point. A couple other changes that frequently happen are the changing of banks, and those bank accounts or checking accounts. And as policy requires payments to be made electronically from FSA, producers do need to keep their FSA offices informed when an account has changed, or if another financial institution maybe has purchased the banks where these payments are sent. Payments can be delayed if the FSA office is not aware of the updates to the bank accounts and the routing numbers. Also, one final reminder to the changes on the IRS form 1099s and 1099Gs. You will receive one 1099 this year if you had payments of $600 or more. If you did not have a payment of over $600, you will not receive a 1099. So you should therefore check with your tax preparer to see if any of our program payments are applicable. Well, in the past few weeks, we've been trying to stall and giving word out about program signups, but there has been an announcement now that the DCP and Acre program will begin its signup on February 19th. This is on Tuesday, as Monday the 18th is President's Day holiday, so the offices will be closed. Basically, everything is the same this year as it has been in the past. Producers that have been in the Acre option may opt back into Acre if they want, or they may stay out of Acre. You're not obligated to continue this year as you have in the past. The advance payments will not be paid this year, so you'll just receive one payment in the fall in October. So there are no advance payments, but we want to go ahead and get these farms signed up in the program. Producers may go ahead and call our office here in Audubon at 563-4261 extension 2 and set up an appointment. And that way we can have your contracts prepared and have them ready for your signature. We did this last year, and the lines at the FSA office were minimal. The time that you spent here in the office went really slick, and we think that it was a very good system, and we would like for your cooperation in continuing that this year. Also in the program announcement, the milk program does continue as it has been for another year. And so those milk producers who are already enrolled, they do not have to re-enroll. Again, the DCP and the acre producers do have to sign up again for 2013. For today, this has been Denny Heflin here in Audubon with the USDA report. Let's hope that out in Punks County, Pennsylvania, that Phil does not see his shadow, and that means that spring is right around the corner, and we can soon get to some better weather. Again, a reminder that DCP will begin its sign-up on the 19th, and producers can begin to call our office now or any time in the next few weeks and set up their appointments. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again.